It is your KORA News Radio Sports this morning. I'm Travis Krenz, NFL News, as we get ready for the playoffs coming up here this weekend. The Rams have a new safety. His name is Eric Weddle. He's coming out of retirement to join the Rams for the playoffs. He's 37 years old. He did not play last year. He was a longtime Baltimore Ravens safety, and he signed with the Rams back in 2019. The Rams, they'll be without their leading tackler, Jordan Fuller. He's out for the playoffs with a right ankle injury. And also their other starting safety, Tyler Rapp, has a concussion. So Weddle, who retired in February of last year after one season with the Rams, he's going to be back with the Rams when they host Arizona on Monday nights. NFL ratings, they were up 10% last year. There was an extra week of games, a lot of close finishes this year. And it was also a non-election year. All of those factors leading to the NFL, its highest regular season ratings in 6 years. The 272 regular season football games averaged 17 million viewers across television and digital platforms. Chicago Bears, they interviewed former Philadelphia head coach Doug Peterson for their new head coach position yesterday as the Bears. They fired Matt Nagy on Monday. Top 25 college basketball from last night. One matchup between two top 20 teams. Number 14, Villanova. They defeated number 17, Xavier, 64-60. Eighth-ranked Duke, they were without Coach K last night. They still beat Wake Forest, 76-64. Mike Krzyzewski, he missed the game with non-COVID-related viruses. Number 10, Michigan State, they pulled out a 71-69 win over Minnesota last night. Joey Hauser had a bucket with just a tenth of a second left to win by two. Second time this season that Michigan State has beaten Minnesota. Gophers now just 1-4 in the Big Ten after they started the season with a 9-0 record out of conference. And in the SEC last night, number 12 LSU, they won at Florida 64-58. Florida, they've dropped 6 of 9. They're now 0-3 in the SEC for the first time in 41 years. NBA from last night. For the first time in 6 years, the Charlotte Hornets beat the Philadelphia 76ers 109-98. Charlotte had lost 16 in a row to Philadelphia. That was the NBA's longest active losing streak versus another team. Top two teams in the Eastern Conference played last night. The Nets, they blow out the Bulls 138-112. Kevin Durant with 27 points. James Harden had 25 points and a season-high 16 assists. Sacramento Kings, they snapped their five-game losing streak. They beat the Lakers 125-116, despite LeBron James and his 34 points. And Portland star guard Damian Lillard planning to have surgery to address a lingering abdominal injury. The procedure will likely keep Lillard out about 6 to 8 weeks. He last played for Portland on New Year's Eve. Portland, currently the 10 seed out west. And that's a look at your sports here on this Thursday morning. I'm Travis Krenz.